Professional reasoning and behaviour. These five components are related to meeting local and international expectations of qualified healthcare workers. Research. It involves the ability to locate, understand, and evaluate the information that is available, and then applying that information to practice. It means that the graduate is able to justify his or her practice using theory and research results. This enables the therapist to ensure quality services by valuing theory development, the application of research findings to practice, and that practice is informed by the best available information. Ethical practice. This involves knowing national and international ethical guidelines and theories, together with local perspectives about right and wrong and how people should behave and interact. Graduates will be able to recognise ethical issues and dilemmas, duties and obligations, moral attributes, and be able to decide on an ethical course of action. Professional competence. Being aware of the state of one's own professional knowledge in light of current professional knowledge. This is done through a self-evaluation of knowledge, skills and attitudes, and improving them where they may be deficient. An attitude toward lifelong learning fosters continual updating of knowledge, skills and attitudes to reflect current practice. Reflective practice. The therapist who reflects upon her or his practice related to the therapeutic relationship, the impact of occupational therapy upon the recipient's health, the environment and the health service, and upon the community throughout the occupational therapy process, demonstrates reflective practice. Managing self, others and services. This involves the expectations and processes for accountability, quality improvement and information management systems, service development and promotion, as well as effective and efficient management of resources related to one's own and others' practice.